Welcome, Mr. Buckingham, to my music room. I hope you feel more settled now, and will be more comfortable with me here.
Thank you, Mr. Emedy. I was merely a little startled, you know? I mean, it's just that your circumstances are, well, dashed surprising for a Negro person. You mustn't worry about my being prejudiced in any vulgar, coarse way. This particular white man would be glad to reverse customary roles and have an African as a teacher.
Thank you.
Yes, you do seem to have been uncommonly fortunate as regards your position in life. More so than even most Englanders. But anyway, apropos of myself, I suppose you're wondering what induces a weather-beaten ancient marinere to take up the harmonic arts. Why am I surrendering the sea for a shanty, you no doubt want to know.
Well,
I've come back to Falmouth to enjoy myself for a while. It's always seemed to me that all the best amusements involve the gentler sex. And what better recommendation in female society than musical accomplishments?
I suppose so, Mr. Buckingham. It's not generally the way I look at the matter.
Not the way you look at the matter? Oh, come now, sir. Anyone can see you've musically bewitched a handsome, young, and, may I stress, white lady into seeing coal as snow, day as night, and black piano keys as naturals. I mean, you must have a peculiarly potent talent to win the hand of a lady like Mrs. Emily.
Yes, Mr. Buckingham. Was there any particular musical instrument you had in mind?
Well, what instruments does a Negro musician teach? I know they said he could teach anything, even instruments that aren't in the orchestra. But I wasn't expecting to learn the tribal drums, thank you very much.